بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said in one hadith which is in Arba'in Nawawiyah, which is the 40 hadith that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi compiled. It's called the 40 Hadiths of Imam Nawawi. It's a very famous book. They say that this is that after the Quran, this is probably the book which is most published anywhere in the world. So it's a very famous book. It's a small book, but and it has 40 selection of 40 of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him. And in that one hadith, he said that Rasulullah said, have iman and stand firm on it. Stand firm on this iman. So, wastaqim. Now, in the Quran also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqam. Right, he said, qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqam. That's the same thing Rasulullah said. He said, who are the believers who are Muslims? Those who say, Allah is my Rabb, Allah is my Lord, Allah is my Creator, Allah is my Sustainer, Maintainer, Protector, Allah is the only one worthy of worship, I don't worship anyone other than Allah. So all of that is, when you say, Qal Rabbun Allah, they say, Allah is my Rabb. It's not simply just three words, Allah is my Rabb, no. It's what does it mean? The all the implications of saying Rabbun Allah, Allah is our Rabb. What does it mean? If I say Rabbi Allah, what exactly am I saying? So I'm saying all this. I'm saying Allah is my Rabb, meaning I don't worship anyone other than Allah. I don't seek help from anyone other than Allah. Allah is my Creator, my Protector, my Maintainer, my Sustainer. He's the one who I ask. He's the one who answers. All of this together is in Rabbi Allah. قَالُ رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. And they have istiqama. Istiqama is steadfastness. Stand firm on it. Right? It's not that one day you say something, next day you say something else, and then you say, oh, no, no, but you know, this one forced me, that happened. Once you have decided, this is what I am on, that's it. Allah is my Rabb, Allah is my Rabb. خلاص. Nobody can move me from this. Nobody can do anything from. If anyone tries to move me, I ask Allah. Allah help me. Right? Because the thing I remind myself and you is that Islam is the name of a relationship. It's not a theory. It's not a philosophy. It's not even a theology. It is the name of a relationship between Bain al-Abd wa Bain al-Rabb. Between the person, the individual, and his creator. Direct relationship between Allah and the us, you and me. A relationship that does not need anyone in between, that does not have anyone in between. Right? If you want to talk to Allah, you don't have to come to me and say, please, Chef, you know, say this to Allah on my behalf. No. You want to talk to Allah? Talk to Allah. You want to ask Allah something? Ask Allah something. Right? Ta'ala Allahu al-Amthal, we say Allah is above all examples. But we give an example to illustrate. Right? Supposing you want to say something to me, what do you need to do? Talk to you. Same, exactly. Right? Talk to me. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our lives. We are, Allah is wa hazir wa nazir. He is present and he sees. Who is Sami'ul Basir? He is the one who hears and he is the one who sees. Who Alimum bi Zati Sudur? He is the one who knows what is in the hearts. He even knows what we are thinking. He knows what we are feeling. The relationship with Allah is a closer relationship than the relationship with anyone on the face of the earth. Anyone. Supposing you say, you know, my relationship with my mother is the closest, okay? Does your mother know what you're thinking? No. She can't know. Does your mother know what you're feeling 24/7? No. Can your mother see you all the time? Can your mother see you now? No. So even the closest relationships we have no comparison with the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us 24/7. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah said He is with you wherever you are. So when we have that sense of awareness, my God is with me, Allah is with me, it produces a huge amount of strength and confidence and power. Allah is with me. Who can harm me? Who can touch me? Who can do anything to me? Right? Who can do it? Nothing. Nobody can do anything. Allah is with me. In India, I was going to visit a wildlife sanctuary once. And we were supposed to go through an area which was safety-wise not so great. So one of my friends who's the head of police there, he had two police cars, one in front of me, one behind me. So I'm in this car, there's a car in front of me with, you know, flashers, and, you know, Pakistan, other thing. And the one behind me with flashers and stuff, that thing has a machine gun on it. So I'm thinking if they start shooting, they'll kill me first because I'm between the two. But the point being that if you are a special person, then you are protected. Then nobody will touch you. Say, oh my God, even the criminals, no, don't touch this guy. This is like big time trouble. You touch this guy, then we got to deal with all of this. No, we don't. For with Allah, everyone is special. They're not special. You are special. You are special. I'm special. You are special. Everybody's special. We have to feel that. We have to feel it in our hearts and say, Subhanallah, I said Allahu Akbar. I said La ilaha illallah. This is my connection with Allah. And the reason I'm saying that is, as those of you who know what happens after death, you know, when we die, they do a ghusl, they bathe the body, then they put the kafan, the shroud, and then they put us in the grave. So when they put us in the grave, the two angels come, right? What is it? Anybody knows the names of the angels who come? Who comes? What are the names of the angels who come? No, those are different. Yeah. In the grave, who comes? Yeah, okay. All right. No problem. Munkir, Nakir. Right? Munkir and Nakir. These are the two. On the shoulders are called Kiram and Katibin. They are the ones who write the deeds. Kiram and Katibin. In that grave, Munkir and Nakir. Munkir and Nakir, when they come, what is the first question they will ask you? Anyone has that? First question in the grave.
I don't know the order.
Who is your God? Exactly. Man Rabbuk. Who is your Rabb? Now think about it. They are not saying, who is the creator of the universe? Right? Who is the one who feeds everyone? No. They know. They're not asking you because they don't know. No. They want from you, Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? And what is the answer that we are supposed to give?
Allah.
Allah. Rabbi Allah. My Rabb is Allah. Only problem is that the only way we will give that answer is if that was really the case in our lives. Meaning, if we lived our lives in disobedience of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made something halal, we make it haram. Allah made something haram, we make it halal. Allah says, eat this, we don't eat that. Allah said, don't eat that, we eat that. Allah said, pray, we don't pray. And so on, right? So you do not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And believe me, when we are lying in the grave, they say, Man Rabbuk, we will not be able to say, Rabbi Allah, because you never obeyed Allah. Because once we die, this mouth will be sealed. The actions will speak. Here we can have all kinds of arguments and, you know, clever tricks and whatnot. Not in the grave. In the grave, different world. Rabbi Allah. It's a connection. The first question is being asked is what? Who is your Rabb? What's your connection? Who are you? I am so and so. I'm the son of so and so. Connections. This life is full of connections, right? We are students of this university. I'm a chaplain in this university. Connections, all connections. I'm a citizen of this country. Same thing, connection. What's your connection with Allah? Rabbi Allah. My connection with Allah is I worshipped Allah. Alhamdulillah. So the whole issue of istiqamat is this. قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ They say Allah is my Rabb. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا And then they are firm on that. Meaning that once I have accepted Allah as my Rabb, then life is very simple. I will do what Allah told me to do. I will not do what Allah did not tell me to do. There is no third person in the equation. There is no third person in the equation. Me or Allah. Allah told me to worship Him. Allah said, do salah at the correct time, I'll do salah. Right? He wants to do salah, somebody is telling, no, you can't pray. No, sorry, I don't listen. I mean, between me and Allah, who are you? What if you don't pray? I will pray. Right? If you don't give me a place to pray properly, you know, it's ruku, sujood, I will pray sitting in my car. But I will pray. There's nobody is going to stop me from praying at the correct time because my Rabb Allah ordered me to pray. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا I will be firm on that order. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me, don't do drugs, don't do alcohol, don't do cigarettes, don't do any intoxicants. And somebody says, come on, check, mama, it's just one drink. It's my birthday, you know, champagne. No, sorry. Doesn't work. What Allah has prohibited, I will not do. And so on other things, right? Suppose you want to get I want to buy a house. Okay, good, fantastic, buy a house. We got the money, no, I don't have. Then, I go to the bank and take an interest-based mortgage. No. Sorry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on the one who deals in interest. I want war with Allah? Come on, give me a break. Pick someone my size, right? I tell people, you want to fight? Pick someone your size. Allah is not your size. So it's like trying to stand in front of a Mack truck. What's going to happen? You'll turn into a pancake. That's it. There's only one way that's going to end. And that's not in a good way for you. So, you want to fight Allah? Makes no sense. Zero sense. If I have the money, or if I can get the money in a halal way, of course, no problem. Get the money, borrow the money, repay the money. Halal, as long as it is, no interest involved in it. I want to start a business, very good. What business? I want to start a gas station. Oh, very nice, fantastic, no problem. We sell gas. No, not only gas. In the gas station, there is also gambling, there is also lottery, there is also cigarettes. No, can't do that. Have a gas station, sell gas. In the gas station, sell other things which are halal. There's a million, zillion halal things to sell. Sell them. No, but you know, the gas station franchise, they insist that I have to have a lottery thing there and I must sell cigarettes. Sorry, then this is not my business. Then that business is not for me because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these things haram. Gambling is haram, intoxication is haram, cigarettes are haram. So I can't do that. You let me do it without those things, no problem. I can have 10,000 gas stations. No hassle. Nothing wrong with selling gasoline. It's the other stuff which and then somebody said, no, so I'll tell you what. As long as 25% of your income is, it's out of 100, as long as 75% is halal, just 25% if it is haram, no problem. So I'll tell you, here is a glass of orange juice and then we'll go in there, in the washroom, and put 25% of... You won't even know because that's also yellow, this is also yellow, right?
All right.
Think about it. No, just think about it. Forget 25%. Even if I don't do it, supposing I say, here is this glass of orange juice, there's only... Two drops. Just two drops of urine in it. Just two drops. You won't even know, right? You won't feel the taste. Actually, I put nothing in. I'm just telling you. Just as like a joke or something, right? Will you drink it? You won't touch it. You say, what kind of disgusting garbage is this? I mean, you're telling me to drink something with urine, two drops. I don't care, man. What the hell? I mean, I wouldn't. Then how do we eat haram? How do we eat haram? How do we eat haram? We earn haram. We eat haram. We raise our children on haram. Those poor kids, what did they do, man? I mean, they came into this world, you know, innocent. And you want to raise them on haram stuff because you don't want to get out of it. No. This is the meaning. Istiqamah, that is the reason. You know, it seems very simple. Whoever, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever said La ilaha illallah and died on it, Allah will give him Jannah. Okay, very nice. Sounds very simple. Let's say I just said La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and I died 50 years later or whatever. Died on it means what? Means lived by it. Lived by it. There's no other way to die on it. Think about it. Supposing somebody says, here is a Ferrari t-shirt, right? I get you a Ferrari t-shirt. And then I say, I'll tell you what, wear the t-shirt. And unknown to you, one day, Ferrari is going to send an inspector. And this person will come. This person will come anytime, day, night, whatever, right? And no matter where you are, you might be sleeping, you might be in the toilet, you might be anywhere. When this inspector comes, if you are wearing that t-shirt, that inspector will give you the keys to a brand new Enzo Ferrari. Right? $1 million plus car. Free. What will you do?
Keeping it on.
Exactly. You will not, that t-shirt will be like skin. Okay? That you probably won't even take it off to wash it because, you know, God knows, by at that time when it's in the washer, the guy comes, I lose my Ferrari. You know, let it get dirty, anything, it will become like skin because you say, I'm waiting. Man, this is a Ferrari. Even if you get the Ferrari, when you die, you leave it. What about Jannah? What about Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever you want, Allah will give you. Whatever you want. Anything you like. And what is the best thing you can ask for Jannah? Is the rida of Allah. That Allah must be pleased with me. Right? Jannah is not, I mean, at least to me, Jannah is not about just more material. I must have 10 Ferraris, I must have 50,000 Rolls Royces, you know, I must have. That stuff you can get in this world, who cares? I mean, after you get one car, a car is a car, is a car, is a car, is a car, what does it matter? I come from a state, Hyderabad, where our last king, Nizam Mir Usman Ali Khan, he had 50 Rolls Royces, not one. And he never rode any of them. He used to ride in Austin. He had them. Why do you have them? Because I can have them. So what's a car is a car? So you want to go to Jannah and have 500 road? What's the point of that? Jannah is not a garage. Jannah, that is why we must talk about these things. So these become real to us. These are real. Al Jannah haq, wa naru haq. Mr. Sam said, the Jannah is real, the fire is here. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. And then Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for those people who say Allah is my Rabb and who stand firm on it, when they are dying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the angels. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels will be sent to them. They will descend on them. And then they will say, Allah تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be afraid and don't be sad. I remind myself and you that the journey of death, when we leave this world, this is a journey about which everybody is afraid, without exception. Everyone is anxious, including the prophets, because nobody has gone and come back. Nobody has gone. No, you can't say, well, you know what, I went and came back, so I'll tell you how it is. No. It's a one-way street. So everyone is anxious. Everyone is afraid. No matter how powerful you were in this life, when the time for death comes, and then Allah says, at that time Allah sends the angel. The angel said, don't worry. Don't be sad. Don't be anxious. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. We have come with the glad tidings, with the good news that you will get Jannah. It's right there. You haven't even died. You're still in the state of Nazar. So Allah is saying that Allah is going to give you Jannah. Don't worry. Then they will say, Nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. We were your awliya, we were your protectors and your friends and your companions in this world, and we will continue with you in the akhirah. So you are not alone, we are with you, we'll take you. Don't worry. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. And for you in that place, in the Jannah, is everything you can desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تُدَّعُونَ. And whatever you want, Allah will give you. نُزُولًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. This is the good news. This is the welcome from the most merciful and the most beneficent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reward of being firm. Saying, قَالُ رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Saying, Allah is my Rabb, and being firm on it. Right? So it's very simple. Satisfy yourself that Allah is the one to worship. Worship Allah, and worship means to obey. Live our lives the way of whose life? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Exactly. According to the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bas. And when the time comes, we go, and then there's great goodness. And may Allah give all of you long productive lives with perfect health and iman, inshallah. But nobody knows whose time comes when. Hey, nobody knows. The key thing to do, like I gave you the example of the Ferrari, keep that t-shirt on. You say, I belong to Allah. Keep that on. It's not a physical t-shirt, meaning in the heart. Right? And everything we do must be on that one. See, life is very simple. One criteria. Just one criteria. You don't have to, there's no complicated, you know, philosophy and theory. Very simple. Does Allah like this or not? So you can have one of three answers. Yes, Allah likes it. Go ahead, do it. No, Allah does not like it. Don't go near it. Third possibility, I don't know whether Allah likes this or not. Then what should you do?
Don't do it
until?
You know.
Exactly. Don't do it until you find out. So, by all means, find out. But until you find out, don't do it. Once you find out, yes, you can do it, go ahead. You can't do it, okay, alhamdulillah. I didn't do it, so I'm not I didn't fall into that trap. Right? Clear? Everyone? Inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us istiqamah, to give us firmness, and to give us steadfastness on the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us, and to keep us in that state of steadfastness, and to take us in that state of steadfastness. وَصَلُّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ.